Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs of all our favorite fictional universes. I'm Andrew.
I'm Adam.
Today we're talking about crises, like comic book reboots. You get them. It's mostly like the DC big crises. But you get like some in other places.
Yeah.
It's like a comic book reboot.
Just after 2015 Secret Wars, Marvel did basically the same thing.
We're talking about when you get a little comic book universe and you shake it up a little, like a little snow globe.
Yeah, you get a big company-wide tie-in for most things, where you'll be like reading Blue Beetle and it'll be like, oh my god, this Blue Beetle is dealing with infinite crisis for some reason. What's he got to deal with this?
This Blue Beetle's dealing with infinite crisis. He just got his neck snapped. Oh, poor guy.
Damn.
We're talking about those. Anyway, Adam, what's your favorite one of those?
We talked about this a little bit prior to recording. Just like separately talking about stuff, because sometimes we still do that. And I had said that I think the best written one is probably Infinite Crisis.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I'd agree.
And even though it wasn't originally conceptuated as a crisis or a reboot, it did become that. I would say the one I enjoy reading the most is Flashpoint.
Yeah, we talked about that too, about how whether or not like Flashpoint like is a crisis or whatever, like DC definitely like says it's a crisis, like, and just used it as
yeah one according to official canon it and, is
but it's just a totally different thing comparatively. Like each other one is like you take all your DC characters, you're like everybody's here, you have like a little Smash Bros. Like that's Wonder Woman hanging out with I was gonna say Johnny Storm, but that's
Marvel.
That's not it. What's the other one? Johnny Thunder. Wonder Woman's hanging out. What weird that? Huh? I never clocked that before. Johnny Thunder, Johnny Storm.
Yeah, I mean, weird that Johnny Storm isn't storm or lightning themed at all.
I mean, no, that's just like a name or whatever, but like it's weird that like they're both like Johnny and like lightning or whatever. Like you can do like
Johnny's the super common thing to put
especially at the time. Everybody's like, oh shit, this is Johnny Jones. It was a big name at the time. I forgot what I was saying before. Oh yeah, the crises were like, oh, here's a big DC story, or here's a big universe-wide story. All your favorite characters are dealing with it. Where Flashpoint is just Flash being like, oh, look at this crazy, interesting, different timeline universe that I get to explore. Where it's like, it's just like a Flash comic. And then like DC was like, hey, our comics are kind of not selling right now. We need more money. Let's just call
we
this
see that we get a spike in sales whenever we do a reboot. Yeah,
let's just call this one of those reboots we love doing so much.
Well, that's what's super funny. They did love them more than Marvel, but it wasn't like a core part of being DC yet.
Oh yeah, no. It with it happening with less and less time between each one, right. There's a weird ramp of like DC originally... and their.
The various crises served like a purpose beyond sales. They were like,
yeah, the first one like had a purpose. Like it was very much like, hey, our comics are very messy right now.
We have like no continuity.
Yeah.
Let's just make it so that there's one cohesive world, one cohesive story.
Mm-hmm.
And that and just then, so happened to increase sales.
Yeah. And then the second one, because like it increased sales and everything, and like they, I guess,
had also people have just ignored it a whole bunch. People were still not doing continuity right, so that's a lot of what Infinite Crisis was refixing and putting alternate realities back.
Yeah, so that Infinite Crisis. Not as much of a reboot as the other ones, I'd say.
Yeah, well, because that's the thing. It wasn't designed as a reboot. It was
that's why I think it's one of the stronger ones.
I agree, definitely.
Because it wasn't like, oh, let's reshuffle everything around. Both Crisis on Infinite Earths and Infinite Crisis were both like, oh, we have this problem in our universe. Let's solve it with this like big, epic, like...
And we kind of have to solve it with this
universe
spanning story because they're big universe spanning like concepts for our world.
Like if we just did this in like a Superman story or whatever and just had like
Flash, it'd be really weird if it's like, yeah, Superman punched reality twice this time and now there are multiple universes again.
Yeah, Flash just like brings that up in conversation with like Iris or whatever. He's like, yeah, Superman, he a punch reality too. Yeah, times.
There's a little box at the bottom. It's like, read Superman Crisis Infinite or whatever.
And do comics still do that these days?
I think they do. I haven't read a ton of comics of the recent era, but I do recall in reading like the stuff directly after Future State. Sometimes there'd be a little thing that like, hey, remember when we did this in Future State?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them much anymore, although that might be because like before it was a bit more obvious. Like you might even have like a little picture of the character, like giving like two thumbs up, and it's...
or the writer or whatever just being like, hey, like look at this,
hey look at me, it's me, Stan Lee, I'm telling you to go read Spider-Man Homecoming the movie, read the script and you'll understand what's going on in this comic.
You need Iron Man.
You don't watch Avengers. Well, you're not gonna get any of this. This is Ultimate. I like a comic instead of being like, hey, you need to read this to understand. It's being like, hey, don't read this. This is not important.
Every single page would be full of that. You'd be like, hey, you're reading a fucking Green Lantern story where he's fighting aliens. And it just pops up, Flash beat the Rogues. You don't got to worry about, though. That's not connected at all.
That's just happening conjecturally to this story.
Technically, it's happening at the same time, but they're not connected, I swear to God.
And then it's, like, years later, like, what if we connected those, actually? And then I didn't read that.
Why did we specifically say these weren't connected?
That we really painted ourselves into a fucking corner because now we need to connect them
or nothing makes sense. We could have just not said anything and been fine here.
And then we could have connected them now and like people would have been like, oh, we got it. I could put a little box saying, hey, these are connected, and people would be like, oh, okay, I get it. But now we're fucked. Now our company's burning to the ground.
But as far as Flashpoint goes, yeah, it wasn't created to be a reboot or it wasn't created to fix a problem, really. I guess the argument could be made that it was used as a way to fuse the Wildstorm and Milestone a little bit and
Vertigo
imprints all in just DC.
That's like the case where it's like they were going out to do that. I think they were like, oh, like if we're making a timeline to like show how different it is, we can use all these elements and put them into like one thing. I don't think it was like a problem they were trying to fix where like, oh, these are all disconnected things. Let's bring them together into the one thing like we did before.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that with maybe some of them. Definitely Milestone and Vertigo had kind of dipped in and out of regular continuity, like just at the time in 2011 before the Flash reboot, like Static Shock was a member of the Teen Titans.
Yeah. And
so now you gotta, without some way to actually make them the same world, now suddenly the Dakota verse is just part of the regular DC universe without any explanation. So maybe there's an argument that could be made there, but it definitely wasn't its actual point.
Clearly,
it was definitely Geoff Johns just wanting to write a cool Flash arc.
Yeah, it definitely started as just a cool like Flash story, and then it seems like it became, they're like, oh, we can make an event out of
this. They saw an opportunity,
and then that's when they're like, oh, we could do all these side Flashpoint stories and everything. And then I think once it became an event, it's pretty easy to step from event to crisis when like, hey, when our shit's fucking low, all we need to do is,
I guess, what people call seeing an issue number one on the little side of the thing.
Yeah, they're thinking they're getting in on the ground floor.
Except for Green Lantern and Batman, they get to keep their entire continuity. Yeah, at this point. That's cool. That definitely won't be weird and confusing.
Yeah, that's not fun for anybody. Bad for anybody. And it made it worse for Batman because it's like, yeah, he has all the same past. It's just we got to condense it way down.
He went through like four Robins in 5 years.
It's fucking insane.
You just pop him through him like fucking Tic Tacs, just going straight through.
Yeah, at that point, like Jason Todd's death should not be a big problem. It should be, oh, damn. Lost that kid.
He died. Oh, like 3 years later, he's just back as like an adult now. That's weird.
Oh, like 2 weeks later, now I get a new one.
Damn. But yeah, we've done a lot of complaining. Let's talk about some of the good, at least specifically while we're here on Flashpoint. It getting switched into that kind of event / reboot area is why we got a lot of the side stories. And some of those are my absolute favorite part. I'll read those over and over. And maybe I'll reread the actual 5 Flashpoint issues or whatever.
Yeah.
But like the Dead Man and the Flying Graysons, Project Superman. Those are just excellent.
Oh, dude, I love Project Superman, dude.
It's one of my absolute favorite in all of comics, not even just like Crises or anything. I'd love reading those side stories.
But that's like,
it wouldn't exist if they hadn't put all that extra money into it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But like, it's just an Elseworld story.
Oh, yeah.
There's not really much difference between, like, if you just take it on its own, Project Superman and, say, Red Sun.
No, where it's yeah, like, oh, what if this,
yeah, yeah, fuck, what if this fucked up shit happened to Superman? I mean, both of them are exactly, what if Superman crashed in the wrong place?
Oh, and which is, like, every Elseworld Superman, pretty much. You know,
what if Superman landed, crashed on top of Bruce Wayne's parents or whatever? How Speedy Bullet happens, right? His parents are about to get shot. No, he lands on Joe Chill. Yeah, no, that's
not, but okay.
No, he lands on Joe Chill and Bruce Wayne because he replaces
Bruce. No, he lands before Bruce was ever born. So they just take him and make him Bruce.
Well, that doesn't make sense. They're the same age.
Yeah, but he was from space.
What does that mean?
Well, they weren't born at the exact same time. They were born within the same year. They're not twins. They're not the same age.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair. I forget. in my head, I always got like the Smallville thing where he's put in as a baby, but like shows up as a toddler, because I think that makes a lot more sense. But I forget that he just shows up as a baby most times.
Yeah. And yeah, he lands down and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess we got a son. We don't need to keep.
Guess we don't need a fuck. I was kind of looking forward to it the one time we were going to do it. But yeah, I guess this is all right.
But yeah, that comic, he lands, yeah, just nearby. And they're like, okay, cool. Or for the nail, where Mom and Pa can't just got a nail in their tire so they don't go driving all the time. Mm-hmm. And some Amish people find Superman instead.
Yeah, but that same place, wrong people. No, different.
Slightly different place, I do believe, because the Amish weren't there before. Unless,
well, no, it'd be a different time. What would have happened was, like, at 9:05 or whatever, Ma and Pa Kent should have came rolling through. But at, like, 10:15, these Amish people come, yeah, like, rolling through afterwards.
They were coming through, and they're like, oh, there's some technology here.
Oh, damn, the devil's lettuce.
I don't think Amish people think technology is the devil.
Well, they definitely don't think it's fucking marijuana. Well, I'll be. This is the devil's lettuce as he's crashed down. It was just an Elseworld.
One of the things I like the most about Flashpoint, and it's one of the few Elseworlds that we get a kind of prolonged stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Every other Elseworld we get, you know, a few issues that are the main point, and maybe a sequel like 10 years later kind of thing. Like Gotham by Gaslight is just that. It's just one comic, and then later on they're like, oh yeah, we could do something with this, or it shows up in Countdown.
Which might be different nowadays with the Dark Multiverse thing. I think they might have done like more prolonged stays in different universes and stuff, but I didn't read it, so
no. Yeah, but with Flashpoint you get like a pretty big sweep of like, hey, this is kind of what like nearly everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I quite liked. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. And we get to go back pretty recently, and you get what's that kid's name?
I think it's
Harvey Dent's son is the new Robin, and then like Flashpoint Beyond is
what is lame. Yeah, from what I've heard, it's actually quite bad. Jeff Johns couldn't do it again, I guess.
Yeah, like I'd get that if you like legitimately bring your whole universe to a close or whatever. And you're like, yeah, that's I've explored all I want on that one. And then someone comes up to you and like, oh, here's a paycheck, do it again. And be like, yeah, but what do I do?
Yeah, especially with a lot of my favorite parts of that being the side stories, which weren't always written by Johns.
Mm-hmm.
And so telling him to just be like, yeah, do more of it. And he's like, but I literally told the story I wanted to. And also a bunch of other people did everything else. Now I've got to do their job. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, there's like a new Robin kid or whatever. I think it's Harvey Dent's kid. I think his name's like
Jeremy Dent or whatever.
I was gonna say Carl Dent, but Jeremy Dent seems more right.
They're the kids in Flashpoint Batman. The boy Dent dies, I think.
Well, I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it's the girl. The plot of that comic is Flashpoint Batman is after Flashpoint Joker because she's kidnapped the Dent twins. But she dresses up the girl one to look like her. And so Batman, because he's a murder boy, kills one of the kids because he thinks it's the Joker and is like, ah, fuck.
Damn. I don't know if it's like the boy or whatever in this one. Honestly, you describing that sounded heaps like what Flashpoint Beyond was, so maybe
they literally just do it again.
Maybe they
retell that story so they don't expect you to read that.
No, because it's just a one kid and he becomes Robin.
Well, what I mean,
I don't know. I didn't read it. We don't need to talk about something. I didn't read either, it either of us know.
But what I'm guessing is, if it does show that, it's probably like a beginning kind of epilogue. Like,
no, it's the end. That's how it ends.
Oh, that's how it ends.
Yeah, it like, it's like, I think Joker might also be good at the end of that too. Like, it's like, oh, we're the new Bat family. Batman, Joker, and Robin.
Oh, that's weird. Joker dies at the end of the one in.
No, she's back. That's a big issue in Flashpoint Beyond. I know that. That she's back.
Lame. That's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
That's pretty lame.
What's your favorite Crisis? We've talked a lot about mine.
That's Flashpoint. Whether or not
it really counts. Crisis. Technically does on a technicality.
Yeah, on a technicality it does, and it is the best one. My favorite would probably be Infinite Crisis, and that's only because personally I don't see Flashpoint as a crisis. But it might be filled with that sweet, sweet crisis energy everybody's talking about. we could get on that later.
You should have been your favorite was Heroes in Crisis, which
we'll talk about Heroes in Crisis for a second. Heroes in Crisis has such an interesting concept that I love.
Genuinely, like I think this has come up on our show before. This is not the first time we've spoken about how much we dislike Heroes in Crisis.
But premise-wise, it
genuinely sounds good.
Yeah, it's something I want to like so much. And then it's one of those things. So a lot of comments, and this is something that I've like recently, like I think I've talked about it like a bit before, but recently I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Where I'm like, I'm going to look past the stupid, goofy shit that like on paper I see and I immediately throw away. And be like, I don't want to read this, and at least give it a chance and see if like I enjoy it at all for comics nowadays. And that was something I did for Heroes in Crisis, where I'm like, I don't really like modern comics all that much.
This one seems designed specifically to make you upset.
And I'm like, okay, look, I love the concept. Wally's like a big character in it. Booster's a big character in it. Harley Quinn's also there, I guess. And
that does and something for somebody.
And I'm like, this is like such a cool idea. And it's so disappointing the whole fucking way through. And it's such, it makes me angry. It's one of the few things, most things nowadays, I'm like, that's stupid, and I ignore it. But Heroes in Crisis genuinely makes me angry to think about, and I hate it. Like, you give Flash fucking Star Wars powers where he could shoot lightning out of his hands and use a lightning lightsaber. That's stupid, but it's so easy for me to just be like, yeah, that doesn't exist.
No, but they're keeping it. He's gonna do that in the
He does that shit squad. All the time. Yeah, no, that's just a fucking Flash power that's he's got dumb. Nowadays. It's dumb. But like Heroes in Crisis genuinely makes me angry. But
also it doesn't count. It's got crisis in the name.
Yeah, no, it does. This is getting so annoying, them fucking overusing the word crisis. Like during the time of like Infinite and Final Crisis, they like referred to these big events as a crisis thing.
Poor Final Crisis for its now in hindsight very ironic name.
And yeah, that was just
it's the one that really showed them how much sales spike when you put the word crisis in something.
That's where it's, they're like, okay, there's this big universal threat happening, and it's something that we all have to worry about. And that's where they start like, oh, this is a crisis, like a universal crisis. And then like they're like, oh, but what if we called everything a crisis? What if we had the Green Lantern crisis where he has a mental breakdown because someone stole his little ring or whatever? This isn't a real thing, no matter how much it sounds like it, dear viewer.
Yeah, dear listener, if somehow the bullshit Andrew is just spilling out of his mouth sounds like a real comic, that's
unintentional. You're like, oh my god, Green Lantern loses his ring and has a mental breakdown? I'm in.
Yeah, I guess they're doing that Emerald Twilight.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah, it's Kyle Rayner that does that. So if you were wondering about this made up comic,
straight up made up bullshit, you're saying.
But I forgot what fucking bullshit I was saying before that. But yeah, Infinite Crisis is pretty good, I guess. I'm currently listening to it right now. Side note. Hey, if you guys like superheroes and audio media, which maybe you do because you're listening to this
audio media talking about superhero nonsense. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good bet.
Check out Graphic Audio. They have a lot of Marvel and DC stuff. The DC stuff is, yeah, it's not a sponsor. I don't know if they're like a bad company and they do like shady shit. Yeah, maybe they have
slaves like Nestle or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm not aligning with myself or anything. I'm giving myself that cushion. But their content is really good. My favorite is the DC stuff they put out, which is really hard to find. Well, which is kind of really hard to find right now because they ended their partnership and just kind of wiped their DC catalog off the face. But you can find some illegal downloads and
legal means.
But don't even worry about that. A lot of them are on YouTube right now. And also, they have,
I guess, technically less than legal means.
yeah. But you're not going to get in trouble for listening to it on there. But they have a lot of the DC stuff. They have some Marvel stuff, which is pretty good. And I like, but the DC stuff, I think, really shines. But they have like all three of the big crises. They have Infinite Earths, Infinite, and Final. And then they have like a bunch of like cool other shit. Like I know Batman No Man's Land is on there. That's great.
With the dude from Black Panther as Batman.
No, that was like Batman Unburied or something on Spotify. Unbothered. That I was really excited for. I started listening to it. The voice acting is really good, but a lot of the story beats and like decisions on what to do, it's kind of weird and dumb. Like Batman's he's like a mortician, I think. And, like he like solves crime by looking at bodies.
Okay.
Or whatever.
So he's a Flash now.
And I think the Batman's more like the Bat persona is like a bit more supernatural or something. I don't know. I got bored of it. If you want something else that is Batman audio stuff, that's pretty good. HBO put out this thing called Batman Audio Adventures, and those are like, it's like an audio drama podcast, which is like the Graphic Audio, but these are a lot more campy and fun. So I think that's better. But anyways, I'm listening to Final Crisis right now, which really good. I get to listen to it on my way to work and everything. And I do think that's my favorite. I like
Final or Infinite?
Infinite Crisis. Okay. Sorry about that. I like that this one. I like the concept of more like, oh, it's not like it kind of ends up that way, but like it's not like, oh, here's the big guy coming to eat us or whatever. But it's like, oh, there's like the world that, well, the universe is kind of in dog shit right now. Yeah. 'Cause like there's like multiple major things happening at the same time. And so it's not like, all our heroes got to fight this one threat, whatever. The heroes are all spread out dealing with separate
big things. Yeah, which I quite like. It's one of my favorite parts of Infinite Crisis.
It does make it feel like the most DC out of everything because like, oh, these are all being heroes dealing with their own fucking little sections of the universe. Like you got a whole magic thing going on. You got a whole meta-human thing going on and you got a whole like sci-fi thing going on with the specters going around being like, hey,
I hate magic.
What if you stop doing magic, assholes?
No more magic.
He does that. And then like you got the whole Rand-Thanagarian war, which is just one of like the most interesting like conflicts in DC.
Apparently it's the only interesting space conflict.
Yeah.
I don't, for the record, dear, if you couldn't tell the sarcasm in my voice, I don't think it is. I think there's plenty of cool stuff in space.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I enjoy it a lot.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
But it seems like that's the only problem.
That's the only one
space
that they're like, keep using.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, no. Because DC's got a really interesting cosmic universe out there.
Yeah, personally, I find it more interesting than the Marvel one in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no. There's like a few things in Marvel I like about like their space, but almost everything about DC space I like. Maybe I won't put that strong of a label. I don't know what they've been doing out there lately. I really like in this that it's sort of like a bunch of big separate things that culminate together. It really feels like like a crisis. Like yeah, everybody
has that scale.
It feels like everybody has something to be worried about, and I like that heat. I
love Superboy Prime. He's one of my favorite villains.
Oh yeah,
Superman, he's gotten a little shitty as
watered
he goes
down.
On. Yeah. Yeah, he loses a lot of his oomph as he goes, but here at the beginning, he rules. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that they're doing this big like event thing, and then they're actually tying it in as a sequel to Crisis on Infinite Earths, bringing back the original Superman from Oh my God! Whenever
I
Superman
love Superman from Earth 2, he's so cool.
Is doing anything, it's so fucking. It makes you be. It reminds you of why Superman rules.
Oh, yeah, and it rules that both of them have like a huge edge on regular Superman because they're both based on pre-crisis.
Yeah, pre-crisis, so they're both Superman. Fucking
their power scales are like out of this world. They have to end up fighting in like a red sun kryptonite field just for it to start hurting each other.
I would have loved if that Superman just started pulling out bullshit. If he launched a little mini man? Superman, yeah.
that would have ruled his ass off and slapped it over him.
It would have been so good. And a really cool thing in the specific audio form of this that I was talking about. Every time that Superman is like an on screen, quote unquote, they have like the Superman theme kind of rise up, and it's like, oh fuck yeah, dude, shit's about to go down. but yeah, I like how they tie everything together to like itself and like the crisis before it. I like Superman from Earth 2 being as like an antagonist. Beforehand, because it's not like he's like, oh, this all needs to change, it's evil. He's looking at the world and he's like, man, it's gotten pretty shitty because the like comics have actually gotten like pretty fucked
darker
up
and grittier and...
and he's just looking at the world and being like, there's just no love anymore.
The 90s, fuck you guys, we gotta turn it back.
Yeah, and I think it's like pretty meta, but like it's
it
like
can
meta
feel
used
a little too meta, but
it's meta used. Yeah, it's meta used in a like really good and creative way, not being like, not someone being like, oh look at all this dog shit. Everybody's edgy now. Look at all my pouches. I killed my grandma, and that's my origin story.
You're pretty gritty. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?
Yeah, exactly.
The thing he says in the movie.
Yeah, they need the Deadpool quote. yeah, I forgot what I was saying before we started. Talking
the
about
art
Deadpool.
Of Infinite Crisis is absolutely incredible. I have
the hardcover.
The way that the art bleeds into the back of the book, it's incredible. It's genuinely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The art of this era of DC, I think, is my favorite of it.
I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. Though I will say, while I hate modern comics writing wise, I think art wise some of them have looked the best they've ever looked.
Yeah, some of them, I think, like as a general like sweep, when you look at like the universe as a whole and everything, I think that era, like the Crisis era, looked better than it does now. But sometimes you get like specific comics where, oh my god, this looks awesome. But then you get shit like, what was the one I was thinking of? What did I read pretty recently that was dog shit? I'm like, this looks bad in a lot of things. Like, I hate how the characters, like, fucking faces. Oh, DC versus Vampires. That should have been a okay. I'll give it this while we're talking about comics that we like and dislike. When I started, I gave the pass. I was like, okay, this is probably gonna be stupid, but I know this is gonna be stupid, so like I'm prepared for it. And that wasn't like I was like, oh, I'm looking past the stupid. I just was prepared for it. And then when I started, I'm like, this is actually pretty fun. This is like, there's like, it's just, it's campy and shit, but like, you know, like that the writers know. And then like it started turning into more like no, they think this is cool and this is really lame and they don't know it's lame. And then they started to get like real like, oh shit, what's going on? And like, spoiler alert, the big twist is that the big bad of the comic is Vampire Nightwing, and it's stupid and it makes no sense and it's super annoying. It's bad. Don't read.
Four out of five stars.
Four out of five stars. Or if you want a better time, read Deceased, which is three out of five stars.
That's so bad. God, I hate Deceased. They're some of the worst comics I've ever read.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
I don't understand. People
look. People love Deceased, and I'll say this personally. I would read Deceased five times more. If I had to read DC's five times or read the like Dark Knight's Metal one time, I think I would choose the DC.
I think I might choose Dark Knight's Metal. I don't know. I hate both. They're both bad.
Yeah, look, I don't. At least DC knows what it's doing. DC knows what it wants to do with
what it's saying. Who writes DC's? Is it Tom King? I think it's Tom King. Scott Snyder.
It's probably one of the people I hate. Boys.
It's one of the comic book writers who I really just don't like. DC's. Who writes the fucking book? Anyway, I don't know. There's parts of it where I've heard them talk, and it's genuinely they think it's cool. They think that. It's fun. And
Damien. Okay, we've made our opinions clear on Damian Wayne on this podcast.
Honestly, click a random episode of ours, and we're probably complaining about Damian Wayne.
Oh, this Avatar The Way of Water episode. They just go on this weird tangent about Damian Wayne for 32 minutes. But he's at his worst in that kind of shit where you give him the platform he needs to stand on to be that edgy Robin. It's so fucking obnoxious.
It's like they forgot that when he was created, the character arc they imagined for him was to learn he was wrong. And they're like, yeah, but what if he wasn't, though? What if we liked that shit?
What if he was cool? But yeah, that's DC's. That's not a crisis. But we could talk about your actual favorite crisis.
Identity crisis.
Identity crisis. Oh, everybody.
Another
loved
one
that
I genuinely
one.
Really like. It's got that little twinge of edgy for the sake of edgy. But for the most part, I think it's pretty good.
Barely a crisis also.
Oh, it's also, yeah, it's just not.
Yeah, it's just not. But,
it came out prior to Infinite Crisis. So
Identity Crisis as a title, I think, was someone being like, yeah, wouldn't it be fun if we like did this? Like, it's like a reference and that's about it.
But it wasn't connected at all. And it wasn't trying to ape the Crisis name for like sales or anything. It only like it's not a crisis because it only affects like a group of like six people.
Yeah, six people who have cool identities or whatever. Yeah, that they got to deal with identity.
Dr. Light's theft. Identity.
Yeah, and
that entire crisis is mostly an explanation for how Dr. Light went from a pretty regular villain to like a goofball idiot villain. And they were like, yeah, it's because Zatanna keeps wiping his mind every so often.
Look, it's a good move. He should fuck up more people like that. Like, Martian Manhunter should just go to, like, the entire DC villains list and be like, hey, you're not bad anymore. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Marvel did with their Pleasantville or whatever when they had the Cosmic Cube be a little girl and it made all the villains 50s boys.
Yeah, but... Just make go up to them and be like, hey, you want to do community service? And the joke is like, you know what? I think picking up trash would be pretty good.
Look, that's realistically how it would work. But because it's comics, he'd go to mess with the Joker's mind. And
because it's comics, there's no story if you do that. I'm just saying, the Martian universe,
or whatever.
Plug. Hey, that Martian Manhunter's a dumb shit idiot for not doing that to literally everybody. And then you go to the psychics, the people that you're worried about changing it, and you have Red Hood shoot them in the back of the head. Hell yeah.
I just noticed, I just remembered, Geoff Johns is also the writer for Infinite Crisis. He's their Crisis Golden Boy. It's crazy to remember. He used to be like the god of DC Comics for a little bit.
Yeah, no. Look, I think a lot could become a lot of good could come out of having like one vision for a universe and everything. So when you do that sort of thing, just give it to the right people.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't know. If he still is anymore.
I don't know.
He's doing a lot of stuff, and it's not great.
Yeah,
he's like co-founder, and stuff of like the Titans TV show and shit like that.
Yeah, but how much they slap his name on everything? How much work is he actually putting into
this? I don't know.
And also, it just seems like he's kind of done and has lost his like passion for things. And he's like, yeah, this is. Well,
I don't know the guy. Making assumptions like this is probably not the best idea, but I get that sense that he's just like, he was happy writing Flash and Green Lantern, not spearheading the entire universe.
Yeah, which but I'm just saying, if you're gonna do that, like, it works out way better with someone like Geoff Johns and say the Snyder Boys. Don't let the Snyder Boys control.
Yeah, don't let Scott Snyder come up to a comic book ever again, I guess.
Don't let them each like helm the DC universe in two different form of medias.
And both. Hey, sorry if you're either one of the Snyder cultists listening to this. But both are bad, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Neither.
Look, like I said, I think a lot of good could come from having like the one person with vision behind it. You see it with Kevin Feige and at least what Marvel put out before had Infinity Crisis, Infinity War. I'm excited for the new one. I want to see what James Gunn's gonna bring. Peacemaker was pretty sweet. The Suicide Squad was pretty
he's
sweet.
Currently apparently in development on a Superman movie, and that sounds pretty good. Actually,
I know a lot of people are mad that it's not gonna be Henry Cavill, but like
I honestly could care less. If he stayed, I wouldn't have cared that much. If he didn't, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, it's not like fucking Ezra Miller where you're like, hey, get this person out of here.
They do get to stay. The Flash is still coming out, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why.
that reminds me, speaking of problematic people, it probably behooves of us. We've talked a lot about Geoff Johns this go. Apparently he might not be a very good guy. During the whole Justice League thing with Ray Fisher and stuff, Geoff Johns came off pretty racist, apparently. Which sucks. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not really. It's kind of a he said, she said. But just keep that as a grain of salt when anytime you want to praise Geoff Johns.
Yeah, just it's it sucks when you like something that a shit person made. So
yeah,
for all you Harry Potter fans out there. Look, I like Harry Potter heaps. I just pre-ordered the new game where I get to play as a Nazi. That's pretty cool. I literally just took the fucking Potter test bullshit. It saved my like thing, because I guess it's not the Pottermore, it's like the Wizarding fan or whatever, but like it didn't say my wand or whatever. But I only took that because I pre-ordered the game, and it's like, hey, if you take these tests, you get them in the game. So I get my cool Ravenclaw and my cool dragon Patronus in the game, I guess. But yeah, that's Harry Potter. You've been wanting to talk about Dark Crisis for a
while.
You could go ahead.
Dark Crisis is a book I started reading and hated. It's bad. It's not good in really any sense. It's clearly just a crisis because they know that sells. As far as I can tell, it's not even like a universe reboot fully. It's just like,
no, Dark Crisis is when they brought Rebirth back, wasn't it?
No, Dark Crisis is, I might be wrong here.
But what came before Rebirth?
Is the new one where it's like the Justice League are dead and.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dark Crisis is when they're reshuffling the Justice League or whatever. Wait, which one came before Rebirth?
It's the one with Crisis Energy.
Yeah, what was that?
I think it was it also Dark something?
That's what I'm that's why I, is that Dark Crisis?
No, because Dark Crisis is the newest one where they're
isn't
like,
Last Crisis a theme? Like there's Final Crisis and Last Crisis?
I hope not, because that's dumb.
Maybe it means Last Crisis, like the last one that happens before it. Like Last Christmas.
I gave you my
and,
heart.
Hey, maybe that's my pitch for a new crisis. My new pitch is Last Crisis. And it's like, whoa, wow, Last Crisis was pretty bad, whichever one it was. Whichever one of like the three options we can't figure out it was. But this one is all about what would I want for the DC universe? This one, it was all a dream from Animal Man. And nothing before, nothing after Final Crisis actually happened.
Nothing after 0 Hour actually happened.
Yeah, nothing after Crisis on Infinite Earths actually happened. We go all the way back. And Animal Man wakes up and he's like, oh, whoa, what a weird situation. But was it Dark Knight's Metal? Was that what?
That was definitely like that.
Yeah, no, that was a crisis or whatever. But was that what led into Rebirth?
Yeah, I think it was.
What led into New
Dark
Frontier?
Knight,
oh my god, these are so fucking... Stop rebooting your goddamn universe.
No, New Frontier wasn't like a rebooter. No, you're thinking of
no,
Infinite
it was...
Frontier.
No, oh yeah, no, Infinite Frontier is what I mean. Infinite Frontier is when like everything matters and nothing is permitted. Where all these crises are canon, and
Convergence counts as a crisis.
Yeah, no, Convergence.
Even though
that's
nothing
the one
happened
I was
from
to
that.
Think of. No, Convergence had, or that one was full of crisis energy. I wish Convergence was better. It's that one.
It
also
had a fine idea, I suppose.
That one also has a cool idea. But yeah, I think I might be done talking about crisis.
Yeah, it's
I don't
looking bad.
I don't know how long we've been going on for.
But it's making me unhappy, genuinely.
Yeah, I started not having a fun time once I started thinking. It's not even the crises themselves. It's like all the stuff that comes after them that I'm thinking of. Because like New 52 was pretty cool when it started off, and then
it was fun.
It wasn't. Then Rebirth again was pretty cool when it started off. I liked a lot of the stuff, like a lot of the Titan stuff was pretty cool. Although I think that's when Flash started getting heaps of forces and stuff like that, and that was pretty lame. And then Infinite Frontier, I guess, what happened. Infinite, that's one thing I thought about. Maybe today. Rebirth, one really cool thing it did was give Flash, Wally West Flash, a cool new costume. Wish they kept that around in Infinite Frontier, because I like that suit heaps. That was one of the only times where I dipped in back to something. I'm like, this is a good decision they made. I really like that it made him a distinct Flash. I don't think him and Barry Allen need to look exactly the same if they're both the Flash. But I know like a lot of people are like, oh, he should be in the Flash suit. That's my hashtag, my Flash. And like, hey, I'm not going to dog on you for it, but I disagree.
I disagree.
And I don't
Jay
like...
Garrick was the original Flash. He has a different suit. Different suit for different Flashes.
Yeah, and I don't like how this suit looks heaps of the time. Like, it looks like the... He's got like a weird bird point in the front of his mask and weird angles. And his nose is like super sharp heaps of the time. I don't like it. And it like makes him seem like weirdly flat. Like it looks like the Flash. So the Flash mask is, oh, like it's a cowl. It always like pulls down, but it seems like it's really stretched over his head. Like it's pulling down like all of his skin as far as it could go. And it seems gross to wear. But yeah, that's my two cents on Infinite Frontier. Yeah.
Dark Knight's Metal is the one that leads into Rebirth and stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's the one that leads into Infinite Frontier.
Yeah, what leads into Rebirth? Did they just decide? Was there no crisis that time?
I think they might have just decided.
Doomsday Clock, right? Was it Doomsday Clock?
No, because that was part of Rebirth.
Oh, he froze.
Oh. Am I good now? Oh, now you've frozen.
Yeah, is it Doomsday Clock?
No, because that's in Rebirth. I'm looking at a chronological reading order of all the crises, and it just goes Flashpoint, New 52, kind of Convergence. I guess Convergence is the one. And then it's just like, yeah, Rebirth begins.
Convergence goes into Rebirth?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, not really, because Convergence actually happens like in the middle of New 52.
But yeah,
that's
no.
The idea of why there's no crisis that switched to Rebirth.
No, it's got to be Doomsday Clock, because that's what brings Wally West back, isn't it?
Yeah, but that he comes back at the beginning of that, and he's part of the like secret, the mystery of that it's Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm good. I'm done.
Just before we go, because I do want to wrap up, because I'm not having fun. Let's see. Yeah, Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths.
What?
That's the latest one as far as this list goes. That's Dark Crisis. It's okay. Called Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths, and it seems to be a direct sequel to the original Crisis on Infinite Earths. Here's the little blurb. In the original Crisis on Infinite Earths, the homeworld of Pariah, along with the infinite multiverse, was obliterated. Now, this mad soul survivor has found a way to bring his homeworld and the entire infinite multiverse back from the dead. Earth Zero must die. An ancient destructive force called the Great Darkness. Really? Couldn't have tried a little harder on that one? That's like literally the most generic name I've ever heard of.
Isn't that what antimatter is?
Is the weapon Pariah will wield as he paves a path to rebirth and vengeance. That's the most recent.
Okay, I'll give that a chance. It doesn't sound like the worst thing. It's not 70 Batman being like, "Hey, what if we were
what
everybody?"
What if I was also Plastic Man?
And this one's the fucking Joker or whatever. Was there a Batman Plastic Man?
There should have been.
That would have got me on board so quick. I don't give a shit about
Batman. It's like
Batman
Adam West,
Man.
But he's also Plastic Man.
No, he's like the most, it's like fucking Ben Affleck. Like he's fucking like most intimidating of the Batman, but he's also Plastic Man. that would have been pretty good. I hear, maybe I don't, maybe I'm making this up on the spot, but there was a Batman ape. That if that happened, that's cool. I like that. There's a monster truck, that would suck. A lot of people like Red Death. Not really. That's the thing. Maybe I'll look into
Dark Crisis
on Infinite Earths.
Justice League is dead now.
Justice League's gone. I think I've ended this an episode like this many a time before, but man, would I love to love the DC universe again.
Yeah.
But hey, if you love the DC universe and you got reasons for why. Let us know.
Yeah, if you've got like good run.
Hey, we barely talked about it. Maybe end on a positive note. Crisis on Infinite Earths. That one's a lot of fun. It's like that one's heaps confusing.
It's pretty confusing. There's a lot,
but like it kind of has to be because they try and fix it from being confusing.
That's like the point.
That's the point. But you get, that's where you get like a lot of cool, like first, like explorations of Elseworlds, kind of a lot of the preamble to what something like Flashpoint would be.
Yeah, or cool. Like, Anti-Monitor stuff, who becomes a major player.
I like the anti-monitor heaps. I think he's a cool villain. I love his
goofy dome face. Funny.
His open maw and his giant mouth.
The Flash. Yeah, guys. Spoiler. Sorry.
Oh yeah, that's some of the best bit. That's where Barry Allen.
That's like a 40-year-old comic book, maybe longer.
Hey, Flash died, bro.
Spoiler, I guess. Who cares?
Flash dies. That gives them the chance to bring him back later, which is the death and return of the Flash is probably my favorite of the death and returns of. I really like the death of Superman, but him coming back is fine. I think the Flash, I think with Flash being gone for so long makes it way more impactful and not just like, yeah, we know they're gonna be back.
Yeah.
And especially because they had Wally West take up the mantle and like, oh, this is how the DC universe is now, which I probably mentioned it so many times, but I love in between the era between in Crisis on Infinite Earths and Final Crisis, where the DC universe, it's not in real time or anything like that, but the DC universe actually ages and you see it progress between, like, mm-hmm. you got Robin's, like, you go from, like, here's Robin becoming Robin to fucking Nightwing to becoming his, like, own hero and everything, and, like, you see, like, a becoming of age story with just him, and you have so many people like that, where it's like, yeah, there's been so much actual progression and, like, advancement for all the characters that live in this shit. Like, you still got a status quo for, like, yeah, Batman will always be Batman, but the world happening around Batman, it feels like it's like an actual living, changing world. And God, do I miss that for DC, but you can't have that when you reboot it every fucking, it's like 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking insane. So yeah, I loved that.
Dark Crisis is already done.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't currently going.
It's now we're in the dawn of DCU is what they're calling this era. And there's an event called Lazarus Planet.
Oh yeah, I heard about Lazarus Planet. Don't know what it's about. Well, we'll see. But yeah, that's crisis.
That's our crisis. Maybe we'll have our own crisis.
I don't know why you kept going. I was trying to end on a positive note of like better shit, but yeah, you really screwed the pooch with keep reading your little Google thing. But yeah, what are your opinions? We want to know. For all your French listeners.
For our handful of French listeners. But no, genuinely, if you know,
we just like had someone in France go, these racist sons of bitches.
What the fuck?
That's what they think I sound
this
like.
This is the last time I give these two guys a chance.
This is the first and last time I listen to these guys.
But yeah, maybe you know of some like actually genuinely really good runs, like hidden gems kind of thing. And if you have any of those, we'd genuinely love to hear them.
Yeah.
Let us know at our email at theatomicemail@gmail.com.
Our social media grams at Instagram, AtomicAndroid 2020. Our other one.
Or our Twitter at AtomicAndroids.
Yeah. We love the internet.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Man, I love the DC universe, bro.
I don't think I do anymore.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.